Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Oh no! Have you ever sent a text and immediately wished you could take it back? We've all been there. Maybe you sent a text to the wrong person. Maybe you regret the message you typed. Here comes the MomBlocker app to the rescue. The MomBlocker app is a texting app that interfaces with your mobile phone. It syncs with your existing contacts so that when you send a text, a prompt will appear asking if you're sure you want to send this text. This gives you the time you need to review your text and its recipient. But don't worry, once you confirm you're sending your text to the right person, by default, you won't be bothered again for 30 minutes or for the amount of time you specify. You can even choose whether you want to be prompted for all your contacts or just the ones you deem sensitive. With its beautiful interface and easy navigation, you're always in control when texting. No more regrets. Get texting right every time. Visit the Google Play Store and download the MomBlocker app today.
They used to before. And I can't sweep you off of your feet. Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. Baby, my
forever.
I know y'all enjoyed that tune. But anyway, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And we have a special guest tonight. But before we bring him on, I'd like to say hello to all my listeners, north and south and east and west, and all my global listeners. And I want to say hello to everyone in the United States, France, Germany, Senegal, Australia, the UK. Hi, I'm Lawrence Moody. How you doing in the UK over there? One of my friends who's going through, I never heard of this before. He said he had spinal stroke due to trauma. And I never thought you could have a stroke in your spine, but I wish him well, and I hope you all pray for him. His name is Lawrence Iron Moody, one of my good friends in the UK. I want to say hello also to my friends in Canada, Nigeria, and Cameroon, Africa, Singapore, Pakistan, Iraq, Peru, Russia, India, and the Netherlands. And, you know, I also want to start by saying hello to my two handsome co-hosts that I couldn't do without them. I want to say hello to Chris and Mark. How y'all doing?
Well, I'm doing good. Happy Easter weekend.
Happy Resurrection Sunday to you too, darling. And how you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great. Yes, happy Easter. You know, Christ is risen.
All right, praise God. You know, our special guest tonight, for those who don't know, I'd like to introduce to y'all Jeff Poster. And this man, oh my God, he has relentlessly have been on a campaign and a bandwagon to promote Stop Littering. And he also got this fantastic website called Mom Blockers that you can get from the Play Store. And don't complain, because it's only $2 and some change. Now, I support the guy. Y'all need to support him. And let's make this happen, because a lot of times we have those butt calls and these texts that's been sent by accident or whatever, or maybe the kids playing with the phone. This way, nothing gets out that don't want to be out, you know. So this guy, he's going to share more about that and also his website, which is stoplittering.com. And I'm wearing one of his T-shirts, and let me tell you, the quality of the shirts, it is so soft. If anybody didn't know no better, they probably think I was trying to touch myself. So I'm just rubbing my chest because I'm trying to feel the material, and I had to rub my hands over my breast. I ain't trying to get no freaky thing going on, but it is so soft. So, you know, when he tell you how to get one, get a T-shirt, get a couple of them for your family, and support him and support our earth, because if we live in a pig pen, you know, and we ain't taking care of the earth, eventually, you know, the ozone layer is going to be, you know, so messed up, the weather's going to be out of control. There's so many things that go with, you know, when we don't take care of the earth, what things can happen to us, you know. So we got to start where we can, you know, and it don't cost much. Get a T-shirt, you know, sponsor him, give some money to the cause to help push them further, and all y'all big companies like Home Depot and Lowe's and Walmart, you know, come on now, you know, stand behind the brother. Y'all got enough money that y'all can support a good cause. So I'm just going to shut it up for a moment, but I'm going to introduce right now Jeff Poster. How
Hi,
you doing,
Terry.
Darling?
I'm great. Thanks for that fantastic introduction. I'm so glad my shirt invokes that much enthusiasm.
It does, baby. I ain't lying. Now, I'm sure Mark hasn't got his yet. I mailed it to him today. But, Chris, how your shirt feel?
Well, my shirt feels good. I got two. I got a yellow one and an orange one. They are comfortable. They're very – I love them.
The yellow one and the one that Terry has, those are bamboo organic cotton 70-30. And the orange one, that we also have those, that's a hemp – and organic cotton blend.
And what about the mustard ones?
Yeah, those are all the same, bamboo organic cotton. Most people prefer those, and I have those in 12 different colors. But the point is that the five colors in the hemp, they're not as soft as the bamboo, but they certainly are special, and they're organic and green and all that. And it's a great fabric, and it's just maybe for the wintertime they're better. But I have all those options, and everyone loves both. And you can't go wrong,
so
right?
Okay, so this what I'm wearing is bamboo, you said?
It's a blend of bamboo and organic cotton.
I'm telling you, this thing is, I ain't lying, my daughter, my grandkids, it's, ooh, you know, it's like, if you want to hug somebody, you know how you hug somebody, you find yourself just holding on like you want to just
right.
go to sleep because they feel so comfortable. Ooh, I got to make
and,
a pillowcase for this.
And the shirts that I have for kids, those are 100% organic cotton. They come in blue, yellow, purple, and pink. And I even have onesies for babies in organic cotton. So, yeah,
wow.
I can accommodate babies that are newborn or 80-year-old man.
Wow.
Okay,
yeah.
Well.
So I can appeal to everybody, right?
I want everybody to be mindful of background noises because I want to make sure that Jeff, when the show is over, he can have a clear audio so he can also use this audio to help promote, you know, the littering campaign. So we're going to start this week with Mark asking your question, and then we'll go to Chris.
Hi, Jeff, again.
Hey.
I commend you and your organization. I think it's something that should be ingrained in everybody. I myself, for years, I don't drive, so I take the bus, and I've kind of like adopt each bus stop I'm at. And if I'm sitting there and there's trash, especially after a night of nightclub, you know, drinking, in our neighborhood there's a lot of bars and restaurants, and for
mm-hmm.
some reason collects on the bus stop. So if I'm sitting there, I just get up and get off my butt and pick everything up. I know they clean, but it's just
obviously.
Yeah, not enough. But it's just a simple act of you know, changing behavior and habits. So
I used to use the example of the bus stop because one time when I met someone who feels the same way that we do, she said, often at the bus stop, I want to pick up the trash, but I don't want people to look at me like I'm a weirdo. So ever since she told me that, I actually incorporated it into my mission statement. And, you know, when people ask me what it's about, that's the point, is to say, for people who already feel like that, let's help them feel empowered, because if they're wearing a shirt where other people have the sticker out there, people won't think they're looking at them like they're a weirdo because they won't be the only one, you know?
Right.
Exactly.
Well, I don't care what people think, you know. I don't care what they think. I just do it anyway. But my question is,
you're in the minority, you know.
My question to you is that you're going off to this EarthX event in Dallas soon, right? And to put the kibosh on plastic straws, tell us about that.
All I know is that plastic straws is certainly one of the top items that get littered all over the place, choke the turtles and everything else in the oceans and the rivers. And there's a lot of different campaigns out there. Tell restaurants, you know, you don't have to have plastic straws. Or when you go into a restaurant, what would you like to drink? Glass of water, no straw. Simple as that. And, you know, whether it's straws or plastic bags or the wrapper on the cigarette pack, I mean, it's all just a matter of making people conscious of the fact that it belongs in the trash can. And if we need to tell you to stop, we're going to tell you to stop. You know, I mean.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you said you liked my story, my little essay about how to confront a litterer, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That's, I mean, that proves the point the best, because my little story is, this is before I even had the website. I'm at a stop sign, a guy in front of me, a little pickup truck, drops a cigarette butt out the window. And I hauled out the window, he dropped a cigarette butt. And he opened up his car door, and he picked it up. So,
oh, wow. That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, some people, if you give them a nudge, they'll do the
mm-hmm.
right thing, and they know better. But the funniest part about that is that's only the first half of the story. 2 weeks later, same stop sign. Lady dropped a cigarette butt out, I holler at her, and she gave me the finger.
But Chris, go ahead and ask your question, baby.
All right, Jeff. Now here's my question. I've been wanting to ask you this. I think I might have asked you this already, but I don't remember. But my question is, if you're in the car with somebody, I mean, I don't like Mark, I don't drive. But if you're in the car with somebody and they litter, and it's their car, obviously they can do whatever they want. What's a nice way to, you know, to say, what's a nice approach to that?
Well, it's a good question when you phrase it as what's a nice way to do it. Because certainly there's other ways to do it besides being nice, and it kind of depends on the relationship with that person. I was in high school driving my car with some friends, and one guy threw something out their window. I pulled over and I said, "You can get out now, because you know I'm not taking you anywhere. I don't trust people." And they all laughed. Like, what are you crazy? Finally, I just give in. But granted, you said if it was the other person's car, but I mean, yeah, you can try being nice, and then if they decide to say, I guess now they mention it, you're right. But if they decide to say, "Oh, screw you, I'll do what I want," well, what's the difference? Are you going to continue to be nice, or you can just say, "All right, fine, do what you want," and still be friends with that person?
Well, you know, yeah. I was just thinking about that question Chris asked. You know, sometimes you can just tell a lie. Say, "Look, you know, they're giving out tickets. They got plain cars out here with cops in them. You know, passing out tickets for littering. Don't do that. You better get that, you know, and put fear in somebody." And then, you know, negative stuff will be told to the next person and next person and next person, because good stuff don't get passed around. But that negative stuff, and if they believe it, they'll say, "God, don't litter in this neighborhood right here because they got plainclothes cops out there giving out tickets." You know, you can just say that, you know, and that might work. But my question for you, you know how some people have a germaphobe? When did you decide to become actively promoting stop littering, or are you naturally a germaphobe and a neat freak, as some people would say at home, and so you just took it to the street more or less?
No, I'm not a germaphobe or any of that. I mean, to me, it's a big difference, of course, between if there's some trash on my floor, of course it's going to end up in the garbage either way. But
mm-hmm.
obviously, to leave it outside, it's not where it belongs. And even if
I get you because Mark, you know, and knows, and I know, because we do a lot of FaceTime. You know, we just like to be neat. My mother, she raised us with that little finger, that glove with the finger. She's looking for dirt and trash. So being raised in a neat environment, I don't like it, because it seems to bring the neighborhood down when you see a lot of garbage outside, and it takes the value of the area down, because when people are driving through there, they will equate everybody there by what they see, the garbage. They used to have trucks come down the streets now, street sweepers, and I don't really see that much anymore these days, but they will come down regularly down the streets and make sure the streets stay clean. Now, you know, I'm a neat person, but I just don't like to see trash. You know, I don't think I'm a germaphobe, you know, nothing like that, but I was raised that way, that every place had a place in order for it. And because, you know, I'm one of five siblings, you know, my mom always had jobs for us, like, you know, you had to do this, you had to do that, you had to do that, you know, so we would get offended.
Right, how you were raised. Just how you were raised. Most people.
That's right.
And
how we were raised. We just don't do that.
They call it littering. Hey, don't do that.
Mm-hmm. So, don't do that.
But I just got to mention, since you brought it up, on my Get Informed page, that's one of my bullet points, that litter reduces the property value because it sends the message that people don't take pride in the community.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I feel bad when I'm in different neighborhoods, Jeff, like their low income areas. Now, people in trailer parks, I'm not trying to put them down, because I've seen some trailer parks where they had management on site and everything was neat, flowers, everything, because it was a qualification that if you didn't maintain it, you would have booted out. But then I've been in some other places and people have it all junky and nasty, and that kind of irritated me, because it made me feel like, you know, here you getting a break, you're not paying that much rent, and you can at least keep this clean, because right down the road you got some homes, you know, and when you don't take care this over here, it devalues this over there, you know. So I just got a problem with that, you know. I just hate, you know, I'm a human being, I'm not a pig, you know, and pig swallow around in garbage, you know. So I will feel like, you know, but it's just like, you know, some people just don't care. You know, they're just trifling and nasty. I'll just say that.
Some people just don't care. And to me, that's the biggest point about it all. And that's like my final bullet point on my Get Informed page, is the fact that littering is a symptom of apathy. And so when you're treating addressing littering, you are actually addressing apathy. Apathy is the cause of pretty much every problem. It's all about waking people up to the fact that you got to not be so apathetic. That's what's causing all these problems.
That's right.
Exactly. Wow. Well, I'll let Chris go first this time with his question, and then Mark, and then we'll take a small break. So go ahead, Chris, darling.
All right, Jeff. Let me ask you this: when you're in a relationship with somebody, and they find out, like, you know, that you're doing stuff lettering, and you don't want people, you're anti-letterer and stuff, do they? Is it easy for you to hook up with people, or is it harder?
Well, in Asheville, I guess it's more common for people to be appreciative of a website like mine, because more people always tell me, man, you picked the best city in America to try to launch a website like stoplittering.com. So, granted, yeah, there's a lot of trash here too, but. No, you could argue that, well, it's a tourist city, so a lot of that is from the tourists. But trust me, I've been down a lot of side streets, and not coming from the tourists. You know, people like that are everywhere. And they're poor and they're rich, everything in between. But as to your question, I mean, it's almost like if you'd ask me, how is it if you told people that you were a Trump supporter? You know, or vice versa. I'm not a Trump supporter.
Not here. And that's the trash that need to go out, for real. impeach. But,
but I'd like to think that litter and littering is one of those things that can sort of, you know, goes between Democrats and Republicans. You know, who's going to say on the Republican side, screw you, if I want to litter, I'll litter. You know, it's not, I don't think you're going to hear that argument, are you? To be wrong.
No, we need to act like, grow up and, you know, like, you know, as where you start as a kid, if your parents or guardians, whoever, stress the point that, all right, children, put your toys back in the toy box, and stress that there's places for everything, then that would become your norm. And for the people who just live kind of way, that's not their norm. So it's hard, because it's even like when the cigarette thing came about, when they started talking about no smoking cigarettes in restaurants or airports, people was nasty. And I must admit, you know, because back in the day, I used to smoke Newports, and I would say stuff like, how you going to tell me what to do with my money? I pay for this, you know. But now that I don't smoke and haven't smoked in years, you know, the smell now makes me nauseous. It stinks.
Yeah.
It makes my clothes stink. And I can't breathe. And that's real talk. But I see it now from a different perspective. But like Chris said, maybe we just need to try to find a way that's not offensive, you know, when we correct somebody, you know.
Well, I mean,
and,
that's the point of the website and the logo. I mean, you talked about how nice the shirt was for the fabric, but yep, what would you say if the shirt was just plain organic cotton and white? You would still say the logo itself is fantastic. The colors, the message is simple, and it's got a smiley face, so it's positive, you know. That's the important thing.
Yep.
Luckily, I have a comfortable shirt that's also green, but you see what I'm saying, that that's how we do it.
Right.
Hypothetically speaking, suppose you were in a coma for the next year, and you woke up, you saw my logo on the stickers and the shirts and my signs just everywhere you went. Don't you think that would have to have an impact on the people who are part of the problem?
Yes. I agree.
Simple as that. You know, once I get people to understand that that's all I'm trying to accomplish, and it's not like I have a new message per se. I'm obviously not the first person who said, let's go volunteer to pick up trash. But what sort of inspired me to create this was, I was thinking about a time when I was part of a group at New York Cares, 4 hours at a park picking up trash. But I was thinking about how this was an organized event. People all went to this one spot. All the spots aren't like a big place. You can just pick it up wherever you're going. And again, it's not that that's an original idea per se, but I think I just found a way to market it between the name of it and the logo.
I've got a good idea. How about going to the schools, maybe the junior high schools, and talk to the teachers and, like, the field day, instead of just having a field trip where they're going to see different museums, have a field trip cleaning the community as we approach Earth Day, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Go to the schools, Hey, can we together, you know, on this particular day, maybe 3 months out, you know, give them some heads up, and we're just going to clean the neighborhood, and we're going to promote this, you know, and maybe give the teachers, you know, but, yeah, and pass out some flyers that you put in car windows about stop littering. But I know Mark got his question. So, Mark, you ask your question before I get to my other question.
Okay, thank you. Jeff, I love that video on your Facebook page talking about how the country Sweden disposes of their trash as opposed to our country. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, I'd like to just give a lot of credit to Twitter and the internet in general for finding something like that that is such a perfect thing to put right on the front of my homepage. And so that, yeah, because, like, that's why you're reacting the way you are, because it's like, wow, there's a solution in Sweden where they import trash, let alone the fact that they burn their own in such a way that it's so hot that there's no toxic fumes. So they're capitalizing on burning trash and they're being environmental, proving that there is a very simple solution to all the damn trash everywhere, and we can make it have a value to it. So same concept with the deposit. People won't just throw their stuff away. You know,
can't we do that here?
Yeah.
Why can't we do that here? Pollution or why?
We can't do it here because our government sucks. Well, can you say, right? I mean,
yeah, you said.
So that's why, since you mentioned it, I used to say on my About Us page that I'm a proponent of a thing called natural capitalism. There's a book by Paul Hawken, Natural Capitalism, and it's all about how there's a fallacy that being environmental and green and doing a business is going to cost you profits, so don't do it. But he's proving all these other ways that that's not true, and you can be green and make more money and so on and so forth. And I'm preaching the choir with you guys, but it's just the state of mind. The premise of the book boils down to saying that in capitalism, certainly, in a sense, they cheat on the accounting, because accounting is supposed to balance the books, of course, but they say, well, they don't count natural resources as a finite thing. They count it as infinite. So that's cheating on the books. That's why you have all these other problems. And so I'm just trying to say that, you know, they say the American way is making a buck and succeeding in business. So I'm like, I'd like to say, well, this is my way of showing that this is people often ask me, are you nonprofit? It's like the first question. And if it's not nonprofit, it's like I should be ashamed of myself. So I like to say, well, based on the premise of natural capitalism, I'm an entrepreneur who is making the world a better place with a green product. So why should I have to justify that?
Exactly. You know, I was thinking while you was talking, and I was thinking about possibly go to some areas, you know, around and take pictures of, you know, trash that's building up. And I don't know whether GoFundMe and showing pictures of the trash and how to save our earth, what people contribute. I know I would. And these companies that's going green that you see in the grocery stores, you know, maybe get their, you know, because all products have a phone number on their product, and call them and says, well, hi, I'm the CEO of StopLittering.com, and we're both wanting the same thing. You want to go green, I'm going green in a different way. Can we work together, you know, to make an impact? And that way maybe they will have the resources and the big companies to help support your efforts, you know. I'm just thinking off the top of my head, but,
Like I said, as you know, I've already got Subway, I've got Pizza Hut, and I might get Waffle House. And the point is, those companies are national, international. So all it would take is one company like that to say, all right, every location in the world will take StopLittering.com as a discount. And boom, it won't be long before you see my shirts and tickets everywhere, like we said. And it's just as simple as that, to get the message out there one way or the other. And like I said, I'm just giving people a financial incentive. The Skylane Bowling in Asheville 2 weeks ago, they became my new sponsor. They're doing a free game and free shoes every time you wear my shirt, no purchase necessary. So everyone who plays bowling is going to want my shirt.
And I was thinking another thing, too, because, like, I'm thinking. You know how when we all go to the grocery store, like, you know, when I go to the grocery store and when I'm at the register, a lot of times the cashier is saying, would you like to donate a dollar for this or this and that? You know, maybe if you go to the manager of the individual branches of the different grocery stores and ask them, could we put a donation aside for my company, Stop Littering, you know, and maybe they could do that. You never know, you know, because people do donate, you know, and say, well, you want to donate to Stop Littering. A lot of people, they don't have the time to stop and do all that. But for a good cause, you know, they'll do that. I would like to think so. But anyway, we need to take a real small break and come back in two and two. So stay with us, and we'll be back with Jeff Poster. And we're going to talk more about Stop Littering.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how you doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. Just been really good. Sorry I haven't been here. Oh, I haven't forgotten, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. But things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
No! No! Who is this? Why is he in my house? Who are you, man?
This is your mom.
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh,
hi. My girlfriend. Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Like a broken record, stuck on replay. I think about you.
Wow, that was a little bit of Charlie Wolf and chills. And earlier, top of the show, we had Ed Sheeran thinking out loud. And I want to thank everybody for staying with us. And we got an interesting conversation going here. And I'm going to ask my guest, Jeff, more about just what we can do, everyone, individually and collectively, to help his cause, because this man is using his last penny trying to help the earth that helps us all. You know, this is not a one-man job, but it's going to take all of us collectively to do our part to make a difference. So I'm going to get back here with Jeff. And Jeff, give us a little bit more insight.
Well, what you just said is the point. It's not a one-man job, and I can only be in one place, one city at a time. And you mentioned going to schools and such. I have approached some schools here and there. Most of the time, it's the thing about bureaucracy and soliciting and all that. I kind of have given up, thinking sooner or later I'm going to make this so valuable with all the sponsors. It'll just happen one way or the other. And more of the point is that, you know, I can only be in Asheville. I live in Asheville, so I have to. To me, it's like a template for how other cities who have chapters of Keep America Beautiful, or just other people who care in general, like you said, like I said to Chris before, where you live, there's Mellow Mushroom, there's the Moe's Barbecue. I haven't talked to those owners yet, but feel free to walk in there and say, they're doing it in Asheville. There's no charge. So anyone who's listening, if you really want to be part of the solution, buy a shirt, buy a sticker, and go to one of those places, if there's one in your neighborhood, and say the same thing. Why don't you be a participant in this? Because it'll make you look good, and sooner or later, littering has to go away, or are we going to have this problem in 100 years? I mean,
well, that's
right?
One thing that I can do. You know, I can run my face, and I can also help promote this on the radio, and I can reach out to some of my other friends who are radio hosts and ask them as well, can y'all push this MP3, you know, about mom blockers to help yourself first, and push this thing about stop littering, because it's an important thing. Now, I don't have an MP3 for StopLittering.com, so I would appreciate it if you get me one made up, send it to me. I'll put this on my wall, and I'll play that during my commercial breaks, because this is something that impacts all of us, not just you, all of us. And I want to have
You know what I might do instead? There's a video on my website from this British kid I found. They're like 10 years old, and their class put on, they wrote, between their teacher and themselves, they wrote a song called the Plastic Bag Song, and it's about why you shouldn't use plastic bags. It's quite catchy. So I'm thinking I'll make an MP3 of that, and then you could just say, this is presented by StopLittering.com or something like that.
Okay, sounds like a plan. So now we're going to have Mark come on first with his question, and then Chris, you know, because my goodness, when you got an interesting guest, you know, time just seems to fly, and already it's 8:11, so we got about 29 minutes. No, we got about 19 minutes to make this thing out.
Yeah, Terry. With switching gears, tell us a little bit more about this Mom Blocker app you have.
Well, thanks for asking. First of all, unfortunately, I have to mention that if you go looking for Mom Blocker on Google Play, it's a one-word thing. Mom Blocker might not come up if you do it as two words, but it's a simple concept that since people often send accidental texts to the wrong person, and sometimes it can be embarrassing. I've heard a lot of funny stories after people heard that I have an app that prevents accidentally texting the wrong person. And people, when they hear about it, they say, that's fantastic. What a great idea. I ought to get that. But how does it work? How does it possibly? So, real simple. It becomes your new texting app. It syncs with your contacts. And you decide that this feature applies to everyone in your contact list or just a couple of sensitive people. Like, people always joke that this is perfect for guys who are dating two different girls who don't know about each other. You got to make sure you don't accidentally text one or the other, right? So, that guy is dating my app. He might only use it for those two people. So every time he's dating Mary and he's dating Beth, every time he goes to text one of those people, he hits send. Before it actually goes through the system, window pops up that says, are you sure this text is actually for Beth? If it is, yes. If not, oh, you get a do-over. Simple as that.
Right. And, you know, we know that text is not just the alphabetical keys that we punch in. Sometimes we send in them ugly pictures, nasty pictures, and some of y'all got wives, girlfriends, and you might get in trouble.
That's true, too. Yeah, you made that point, you know. And so, yeah, it's always safe to have a backup. My favorite story I heard about was the guy at the printing store told about my app. He said just a couple hours ago, a lady came in here to print up divorce papers because her husband texted her by mistake when it was meant for the mistress. And that's how she found out.
Wow.
If that guy had had my app, it would have saved his marriage. It's a $3 bargain, right?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Right? So, yeah. It's not on Apple yet because I have to pay money for the coding on Apple one thing at a time. Apple has much less share of the market, believe it or not, worldwide. That's why I did Android first. But if everyone listening who has an Android phone or tells their friends who has an Android phone, you know what, this is a good app, this is a good guy with a good cause, let's help him out. Go buy him on Blocker, and then I'll have plenty of money to pay off the rest of the coding to get it onto Apple.
Yeah, well, because it's only like $2 or some change, like $2.90 or something. So I got it. So it's not going to hurt you. It's less than a sandwich, you know. So go ahead. You spend a lot of garbage at Mickey D's and Burger King's and Wendy's and everything else, you know, to put that garbage in your body. Why don't you do something that will save you from getting in trouble? Because, like, y'all be dialing and everything. Y'all could be having a text that went through successfully, you know, and by you having your phone in your back pocket and you squirming around while you're driving and everything, and accidentally, not just that it went to the wrong person the first time, it could have went to the right person the first time, but now you're adding people, like, on a group text by accident, because I see a lot of people walking around with their phones in their back pocket, and then it might send again to a group of people something that went successfully to the right person. Now everybody know your business. So, you know, it's a good investment. It's less than $3. Go ahead and get Mom Blocker, MomBlocker. One word. Go to Play Store. They got it for the Androids right now. So, hey, you know, once these butt calls be going through, don't let something go through that A didn't want B to know about, because you'll see yourself in some trouble. So with that being said, I'm going to let Chris ask his question.
Thanks. Hey, let me ask your opinion. Do you think Mom Blocker is a good name for it? A lot of people will tell me when they first hear the name, it makes them laugh, and they like the name just because it makes them laugh and wonder what it could be. Some people say, no, I don't think it's a good name. So, you know, everyone's going to have different opinions. Anyone, you think it works?
Mom Blocker, for me, I wouldn't have had to use that name, because when I think Mom Blocker, I'm thinking a juvenile, something trying to hide from their parents, you know, and this is an app that's good for everybody. Now, me, I would have said something crazy like, oh, hell. Well, what kind of app is, oh, hell? You know, because you're in trouble, but, you know, but they got their own opinion. What would y'all call it?
Uh-oh.
That's a good one. Uh-oh.
Well, it don't matter now. Everyone's
going to buy it,
whatever it's called, right?
If that's the name Mom Blocker, I just, when I found out what it was. But that's just me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But I would have to think about it, an alternative.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Exactly. Take a minute to think of something. But, well, anyway, it's a moot point as long as people are going to buy it, right? But, I got to tell the story of how Chris even found me, or I found him on Twitter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Chris, Terry, do you know that Bette Midler is a well-known activist for littering?
No, I didn't know that point. I know she did a lot of things, but I didn't know that. Praise God.
She actually is on an episode of The Simpsons. One episode of The Simpsons way back when, she's hiking along a path on a road, and she's picking up trash. That's how well known she is for it. So ever since I started this, I've been trying to get her attention. I sent her shirts, I sent her letters and so forth, and I never heard anything back from her. I was always surprised and confused. And, you know, ever since Twitter, it was like,
well,
hanging out.
Why don't you try this?
And it was
go to her page, go to her friend list, and see if you can connect
it
back. who her manager might be, because you might do better getting through to her manager opposed to her because of her stature. They can't just have any and everybody trying to approach these celebrities, and I get that for safety reasons. But you might try to go in the side door, see if you can locate her manager, you know, and even like Charlo, I guess it was on here, that was a background dancer and singer for Bette Midler. Maybe she might know who Bette Midler's manager is, and maybe Chris can find that out. But I'm just saying it's going to be hard for Bette Midler to respond to each and everybody, regardless of what their passion might be, because of who she is out in the public. You know,
I understand that that's a factor because, she's inundated as a celebrity and so forth. But be that as it may, it was about a month ago on Twitter, I regularly check hashtag stop littering. That's the beauty of Twitter. And I found Chris's post that said, hey, everybody, check out StopLittering.com. It's a great cause. And I was like, hey, that's fantastic. So I wrote to him and I asked him, how did you even find out about my website? And Chris, what did you tell me?
Oh, I went on there's this guy I know. He runs like a fan site for Bette Midler. Nobody makes profits, and I've been on there. And under it says Miss M's request under the organizations that she gets back to was Jeff's organization.
Oh, wow.
That's fantastic. Right, when I heard that, I was so thrilled. And by the way, I sent her one of my pink shirts in the same fabric you're wearing. I sent that to her in her office about a year ago. Who knows what happened to it, but evidently now we know that she's aware of my presence. And I even had Chris tweet to her a couple of days later a picture of him in the shirt and thanking her for bringing it to his attention. So she knows I'm out there.
You know, sometimes people are right away, but they'll get back to you. You never know at the right time. So go ahead, Chris.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, Bette Midler does great things in New York. She claims New York, so I don't know why she hasn't gotten back to Jeff or anything, and I can't help him with that because I don't know her. I don't know her, but I can say that I can say that she does help keep New York clean. So I know she's not for littering.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly clear of her of not being part of the solution. Not anyway, but I got speaking of celebrities, I got the best story regarding Sam Rockwell. You know, he's the guy that was starring in Three Billboards in Mississippi.
Missouri.
So
yeah.
He just won an Oscar,
Right. Well, the barbecue place Moe's that I work at, Moe's Original Barbecue in Asheville, about 2 years ago, he came into the place because we had heard he was filming some movie in the area. And I took the opportunity to give him one of my shirts. And he was happy to take it and happened to come back 2 weeks later with this time it was a different person, apparently his father, and he told me privately that Rockwell said he loves the shirt and he wears it a lot. So I was excited about that. Like I said, that was like 2 years later. So 2 months ago, someone from New Jersey orders my shirt on the long website. And I emailed the guy and I said, I'm just curious, how'd you find my website? And he said, I saw the movie Three Billboards and afterwards I went home and I Googled Sam Rockwell, and I found this picture of him wearing a shirt.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that picture.
Right, that's how it happened. And it was just this fluke. I mean, obviously I knew he had the shirt already, so it wasn't like a surprise per se. But nonetheless, if that guy hadn't ordered the shirt and I hadn't bothered to ask him, I wouldn't even know he was out there walking around, a picture of it. Now I have the shirt, a picture of him to put on Twitter and such. So, yeah, it was kind of cool. The fact that he only Googled it after he saw the movie, and it was while he was making the movie that I gave him the shirt. You know, isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
Right, so, but anyway, and I got one other really good story for a story about picking up trash. I was with my mother at the Biltmore in Nashville, and we were by the ticket booth outside. And I saw some pieces of plastic wrap. It looked like somebody had taken a wrapper from something and deliberately tore it up into 20 different pieces. So as I started to pick it up, I was like, well, it was like a trail 15 feet long. I was like, well, I got to finish what I started. I'll just go to the end of the trail until I got all of it and I'll be done. So as I got to the last piece of trash, I found a $100 bill.
You lying.
I'm not lying. My mother's a witness. My mother thought I was making it up, but the moment I found it, she thought it must be a fake or whatever. But that's the real story. I found a real $100 bill, and it was just like, oh, talk about meant to be. The guy created that. The coincidence of someone who had to have torn that up at the same time that the guy dropped the money, and I was there on that day at that time, you know?
Uh-huh, see?
You know, like,
that was your blessing.
I stepped over a rope to go over some grass. That's how far the trail led, you know? And it wasn't like other people who worked there were going to bother to pick it up probably, you know? But,
wow.
Yeah, it was just a pretty funny story, right?
That's nice.
Yeah, that's
a good
story.
So
wow.
People always tell me, that's the story you should tell to inspire people to pick up trash, you know?
Yeah. Well, Jeff, can you tell people how much your stickers are and your T-shirts are and exactly where, how to reach you? Can say
sure.
Your license and so people can understand?
Littering.com. You can order the shirts there. $30 for adult shirts. I got women's cuts in 10 different colors, as big as 2XL and small as 2X. Men's cuts in 3XL. I got kids' sizes that are organic cotton. Those are only $15. And I got the babies onesies as well, also in organic cotton. And I got window decals that are $5. And they're going to have coupons on the back, although for now, most of those probably just apply to Asheville. And I also have yard signs, but for now they're not ready. But those are my products, and it's just as simple as going to stoplittering.com. And it's a sad reminder of just how much of a problem this is and how much we got to stop ignoring it. It makes you want to cry sometimes when you read about the animals that suffer from people who just couldn't put the trash in the damn can. So, you know, I'm preaching the choir with you guys, and it's just a matter of
people in the ocean with their plastic choking the sea life and, you know, all this garbage.
The worst part about all the plastic in the oceans, aside from the fact that it's so easily avoidable in the first place, but all that plastic, we know that there's alternative plastics that are made out of hemp and other similar things that basically are biodegradable plastic. Yeah, obviously that could still be harmful to sea life, but in the long term, it's not a problem. All of that would have been dissipated by now. It wouldn't, you know, it's just so, that's the bigger solution. It's not just getting people to use the trash can, but who do we got to call? Say, you got to outlaw regular plastic. It's just that simple. The solution exists. There is biodegradable plastic available. It's not a thing we're trying to still develop. So what's the holdup, you know? It's
right. Well, you know, I'm talking my little age here. I'm not sure if Chris noticed because he's young, but there used to be a commercial a long time ago when I was young. And in this commercial, there was this Indian. He was standing on the road. Somebody drove by in the car, just threw trash out, and all you saw was a single tear go down his, go down his face, you know. And it was about stop littering because this earth was beautiful, you know. This land was plush and green, you know. And he was all in his Indian garb, you know, the feather, the leather and everything. And it was such, and he had such a strong face. You know, and people just driving by, screaming and hollering and throwing out trash at his feet. And he cried, and it was about to stop littering. You know, maybe we need some more commercials to come back again, you know, that people hear, you know, while they watching their TV shows about stop littering. Because we sure got enough about smoking cigarettes. We sure got enough about buying new sneakers. We sure got enough commercials about buying, you know, other things, you know. We need to have some more promoting stop littering.
Well,
but
you know,
I just want to thank you, Jeff, for coming out on the show, being here with us tonight, you know, because it's a Friday evening. You could have been somewhere else, but we're glad you hung out with us tonight, me, Mark, and Chris. But we're going to take this home with the last commercial about mom blockers. But don't forget, go to stoplittering.com. I support this. You know, this is a good cause.
Me too.
It ain't about Jeff.
Only
about
just mention, please, even if you're out of America, you can still order a shirt. And, look, just buy two extra. Make sure you buy two stickers if you're out of the United States, and that'll account for the extra shipping cost. We'll call it even. So there you go.
Okay, say that one more time because I had to sit up while you was talking.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure people listening outside of the United States, you feel free to order on my website. And even though it's not set up properly for the right postage, out of the United States. If you just order two window decals, in addition to whatever shirts you order, we can call it even on the extra postage. But either way, the point is, can't order a shirt because you're not in the United States. I can take your orders.
Amen, because this is about the global family, not the United States family. And I don't want to thank you again.
Yeah, and obviously, Mom Blocker's on Android, Google Play, everywhere there's internet. So.
Yes. Like I said, it's under $3. Don't be cheap. You can get some, and you can buy, you know, from the Play Store, you can get that Mom Blocker, one word, Mom Blocker. Come on now. You know, you got enough money to do that. Support the effort. Keep the dream alive, because it takes a team to make the dream work. And on that note, thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Mark. And thanks for being here with us this Friday evening.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Have you ever sent a text and immediately wished you could take it back? We've all been there. Maybe you sent a text to the wrong person. Maybe you regret the message you typed. Here comes the Mom Blocker app to the rescue. The Mom Blocker app is a texting app that interfaces with your mobile phone. It syncs with your existing contacts so that when you send a text, a prompt will appear asking if you're sure you want to send this text. This gives you the time you need to review your text and its recipient. But don't worry, once you confirm you're sending your text to the right person, by default, you won't be bothered again for 30 minutes or for the amount of time you specify. You can even choose whether you want to be prompted for all your contacts or just the ones you deem sensitive. With its beautiful interface and easy navigation, you're always in control when texting. No more regrets. Get texting right every time. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Mom Blocker app today.